self-titled album, Open Heavens. That's the ever humble, self-spoken Karen with Open Heavens. Coming up very soon, the news at the top of the hour, then we'll be back in the second hour of the program, wrapping up what we began looking at earlier on, some of those common mistakes that we make when studying scripture. This one says, studying in a hurry without meditation. Really do appreciate. Good to know that Fabian Kalukelo says, aligning scripture to church doctrine and as such miss the point, hence many churches. Really do appreciate. Thanks to everyone that came through and just participate. I did share with you on Thursday, or was that on Friday? It was confirmed she's coming on the show. I last saw her, I think, 2 weeks ago at an event at the East Park Shopping Mall. Actually left her ministering on stage. But how well do you know her songs? I only play like less than 3 seconds of these. And go and get your data. I'll be live on our Facebook page. She's on the lounge right now. Ah, that was simple. Yes, the same one. She's joining me at 18:15.
Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection gives your family 24-hour cavity defense with 2 times daily brushing. Because every day, your family's teeth face battles you can't see. Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection provides a calcium boost to help keep teeth strong all day long. Colgate, the number one oral care brand in the world. For strong teeth and healthier smiles, visit your nearest store and get yours today.
The time is 18 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
My son just moved to the UK. And honestly, I was so worried about how I would send money to him. Different country, different currency. It all just felt stressful. And then I discovered Ecobank International Transfers. I opened my mobile app, and in just a few steps, I sent money directly from my account to him in foreign currency. Secure and no delays. It gave me so much peace of mind knowing I can support my son anytime, no matter the distance.
Send money abroad conveniently with Ecobank International Transfers. Ecobank, a better way to bank without borders.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
VIP honors KK, calls on Zambians to reflect and emulate the values instilled on the nation. SACOD urges balanced communication on Lungu Barrio. And Russia urges stability in Mali amid escalating violence. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Vice President Mutale Nalumango has thanked Zambia's founding father, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, for his contributions and patriotism towards the nation, even as Zambia celebrates Kenneth Kaunda Day. Mrs. Nalumango was speaking during the commemoration of the Kenneth Kaunda Day at the Anglican Cathedral of the Holy Cross in Lusaka today. The Vice President further expressed appreciation to Zambia's first president, adding that he fought for peace, unity, and independence to humanity. She emphasized that the motto One Zambia, One Nation, introduced by Dr. Kaunda, creates an identity and unity for the nation. Dr. Kaunda laid a foundation by fighting for our independence and national unity, as he always placed national interest over personal gain, stated Mrs. Nalumango. Mrs. Nalumango has since urged the nation to celebrate, reflect, and emulate Dr. Kaunda for his sacrifice and love he showed towards the country.
Ladies and gentlemen, was a towering figure in the struggle for our country's independence. He dedicated his life to the freedom, unity, and dignity of our people, always placed national interest above personal gain. He was fearless. He was selfless. He was visionary.
Former Minister of Energy, Yamfua Mkanga, has expressed concern over the decision to suspend the Tazama Open Access Framework for 6 months, warning that it will affect fuel supply in the country. Recently, Cabinet approved the temporary suspension of the Tazama Open Access Framework for 6 months, a move aimed at ensuring the security of petroleum product supply in the country amid the current emergency fuel situation. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Mr. Mukanga expressed worry that transporting oil by road comes with many challenges, especially delays at border points, which, if not addressed, could further worsen fuel shortages in the country. Inasmuch as this decision looks good on the surface, it does not mean well for consumers in the country owing to the challenges associated with road transportation, said Mr. Mukanga. Mr. Mukanga also expressed worry that this decision comes at a time when Parliament is about to be dissolved, meaning there will be no minister to monitor the situation, a move he says might fuel corruption in the transportation of the commodity. He has called on the government to put in place measures at border points to ensure that the commodity is not delayed, but instead delivered on time.
Because I believe that, you know, everybody wants the commodity to be flowing in smoothly. Why should we do away with a smooth flow and go to something which I believe will have challenges? What has government done to ensure that these challenges I'm mentioning of being marooned at the border will be sorted out? And by the way, that time there will be no minister. The Prime Minister, because all the ministers go within the next 2 weeks, when Parliament is dissolved. So how can they make a decision and then run out from that decision? I wish this decision was made a long time ago so that they are there when problems are there.
The Southern African Centre for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, so-called Executive Director Arthur Muyunda, says calls for the Attorney General, Muliro Kabisha, to remain quiet over the burial of former President Edgar Lungu by sections of society are understandable but incomplete, stressing the need for transparency and accurate information. Mr. Muyunda says that while reducing public commentary may help ease tension, silence should be approached with caution as it can in some instances undermine accountability and public trust. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Ms. Muyunda said SACO does not support complete silence if it compromises transparency. The Office of the Attorney General is a public institution, and where there are ongoing revelations, the public naturally expects clarity, which can only be provided by the Attorney General, said Ms. Muyunda. Ms. Muyunda further cautioned against excessive or politically charged communication, urging the Attorney General to avoid speculative or sensational statements. He emphasized that only verifiable and necessary information should be shared and that any public updates must be measured, factual and respectful. The issue is not whether to speak or not, but how, when and what to communicate, said Mr. Muyunda. He also stressed the importance of maintaining dignity, cultural sensitivity and respect for the bereaved family during the process and further called for a structured dialogue between the state and the Lungu family, noting that such engagement must be transparent, guided by law, and rooted in mutual respect. Ms. Muyunda has warned that excessive silence can fuel speculation, misinformation, and mistrust, while too much public commentary risks politicizing the matter and heightening emotional tensions.
The call for the Attorney General to not speak much is understandable but incomplete. From SACO's point of view, the priority is not silence, it is responsible governance. And we expect the Attorney General to speak when necessary, remain respectful as always he has, and resolve the matter through a dialogue rather than public contestation. And this is expected also to come from the family.
The National Prosecution Authority, NPA, in collaboration with Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, have moved to prosecute suppliers of selling unsafe and inadequate products in a bid to protect consumers and the environment. Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP State Council, Gilbert Piri, says culprits must be made as an example, coupled with forfeiture and put on the spotlight, as prosecution is the best way of deterring offenders. Mr. Piri was speaking in Lusaka when ZICSA Executive Director Gerald Chizinga paid a courtesy call on him. You can't manufacture or supply substandard products and go unpunished. We must correct the problem of having substandard products and services on the market through enhanced prosecution, said Mr. Piri in a statement issued to RTV News.
It's like anything goes, and the Zambians are not so demanding, they're unfortunate.